Good evening. The 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunang Sinamu. These are the top stories. Traditional rulers in Donga Mantung Division of the Northwest Region want peace to reign between the indigenous people and the Mbororo community. They made their desire known today to the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dionguti in Yaoundé. A reference document containing curricular courses and methodological training has been made available for learners of the vocational sector to boost training for easy access to the job market. Meanwhile, Aigle Royal de la Menoir and Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo have intensified preparations ahead of their Sunday's encounter. These and more will be yours in a moment. Members of the Donga Mantung Fon Union say they want to dislodge the wedge of division which some ill-intentioned individuals are trying to put between the indigenous community and the Mbororo people in their area. During a meeting with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dionguti, today in Yaoundé, the traditional rulers who were accompanied by the President of the Mbororo Cultural and Development Association announced their desire to organize a peace caravan to help cement the bond of unity between the indigenous population and the Mbororo community. Here is the President of the Donga Mantung Fon Union, Jofor Moro, who facts about the peace crusade.
Our purpose is to have the Prime Minister endorse our project of a meeting followed by a caravan for peace, reconciliation of the natives and the Mbororo community, which peace has jeopardized. The caravan shall be organized on the 12th of October 2024 in Kambe. We will first of all organize a panel. We will develop some themes related to peace. After we will have a number of resolutions and a caravan we will fill with a declaration in Kambe. Since the crisis, groups of unidentified young men interfere, claiming to belong to Mbororo or to belong to the natives. So the meaning of our caravan is to tell them that we, the natives and the Mbororo community, we are one, and that our peaceful coexistence that existed must continue. We are all brothers. We have been living together for centuries, so we don't have any problem with them. The Prime Minister has been very happy. He has appreciated the initiative. You know him, say he's a peace crusader. So he said that anything concerning peace would have his own support.
That was the President of the Donga Mantung Funds Union, Jofor Maurice Ndi, talking to CRTV's Che Atam. The Minister of Higher Education and Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famendongo, assures higher education stakeholders of a smooth 2024-2025 school year. This as the modalities to guide and ensure a smooth running of the new academic year have been laid down by the minister and is contained in the 2024-2025 academic calendar. FOC Babatunde details the calendar in this report.
Over 50 private higher institutions across the national territory present at the exhibition have answered the call to provide youths with profitable skills to enable them to be productive Cameroonians in diverse fields.
We are 100% into it. We have different fields of study, beginning from fashion, clothing and textile. We do a hands-on training wherein the students live not only the theoretical aspect, but they are able to produce the items and they can be able to sustain themselves. What they are doing today actually have a pride of place, and we are proud to produce students who are able to come out with items like that.
According to one of the proprietors of one of the institutions, Barista Lamango Magdalene, the initiative which seeks to transform institutions into enterprises requires financing.
We've done all what it takes. We've incubated the projects. They are ready. They are mature. Now we need to put up all the necessary infrastructure that will permit us to go really industrial and penetrate the market. There is no finance.
Making rounds at the exhibition stands of various universities present, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famindongo, called on the youth to be innovators and drivers of the ambition to make universities incubators of enterprises, especially during this era of digitalization.
FOC Babatunde in that report. Vocational training centers in Cameroon have been equipped with 23 curricular courses and a gender methodological training guide to enhance training that aligns with the labor market demands. The reference documents were presented at a ceremony in Yaoundé attended by ministers in charge of agriculture, vocational training, livestock and women's empowerment, alongside representatives from the German Development Agency, the GIZ. Vocational Training Minister Issa Chiroma Bakary described the manuals as a major boost to Cameroon's vocational training sector. Let's take a listen.
The 23 training curricula covering agriculture, livestock, rural finance and agroecology, as well as the gender methodological training guide, are initiatives led by the German Corporation, GIZ, and the Cameroon government. They aim to promote rural and gender-balanced development in Cameroon through world-class training that meets global labor market demands. The head of cooperation at the German Embassy in Yaoundé, Knut Gumet, highlights the significance of the documents.
Men, women, and especially the young population can have access to trainings to improve their skills, to improve their economic abilities. And on top of that, we're working on the value chain to make sure that there are markets, financing. There are the tools farmers and livestock breeders need to be more productive. And in the big step, they contribute to the development of Cameroon.
During the ceremony, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobe, highlighted that the training manuals will equip learners with skills in line with international standards. He urged both public and private vocational training centers to work together for the implementation of these manuals across all vocational institutions in the country.
And as you might have noticed, that was rather Hortensia Ngam on the ceremony to mark the presentation of the vocational training documents today in Yaoundé. We stay in education where officials of the University of Bamenda have mentioned that all is set for the smooth kickoff of the 2024-2025 academic year set to begin on October 7, 2024. They also highlight that much has been done in terms of construction and renovation of infrastructure to accommodate the growing population of students admitted this year, and their security has also been taken into consideration. Glenis Ayombo Mabengo reports from CRTV West.
The University of Bamenda, also known as the University of the Future, boasts of at least 20,000 students each school year, with an annual intake of over 5,000. With the upcoming academic year previewed to begin on October 7th, the Director of Student Affairs, Professor Anong Damian Nota, assures the students of proper accommodation, feeding and health care.
At the level of the hostels, the cleaners are all there presently trying to clean the rooms. We are trying to get the pitches ready for sports. We have a health center that is functioning properly.
In terms of infrastructure, the Director for Development, Physical Plan and Infrastructure, Professor Fogwe Zifanyanji, talks of renovations and construction of new facilities to ease studies.
We repaired some of the leaking roofs at the student halls of residence. We refurbished the damaged equipment, both electricity, plumbing and carpentry. It's all set to begin.
The security of students on and off campus has also been put to check, with members of the university community advised to avoid nightly activities and be one another's keeper. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
She was reporting from the Northwest. This is the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Preparations are underway in Douala for the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum that will take place from the 1st to the 15th of November 2024. The mayor of the city of Douala, Dr. Roger Mbassandine, met with the organizer of the event to discuss ways of ensuring the success of the forum, as well as call on local and foreign investors to contribute to the development of the town of Douala. More on this with Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla.
The Sawa Cultural House, situated at Beseke Douala, will host the third edition of the Douala Economic Forum that will take place from the 1st to the 15th of November 2024. The real estate industry and transportation logistics will be in the spotlight at this meeting of business stakeholders from Cameroon and Central Africa. 2 months to the event, the mayor of the city of Douala, Dr. Roger Mbassandine, says the economic capital is ready to welcome investors from within and out of the country.
I invite all local and international economic players wishing to invest in the city of Douala in full transformation to answer present at this third edition of the Douala Economic Forum, so that together we can contribute to the strengthening of the local public policy, to the development and emergence of an even more attractive economic capital.
The organizer of the Douala Economic Forum, Olivier Kingemoli, has also revealed that focus will equally be on land and sea transport during the annual event. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
On to more news, the population of Yaoundé 4 subdivision has been urged to collaborate with administrative, municipal and traditional authorities in keeping the environment clean. Governor Nasseri Paul Biya was speaking today during the third lap of a campaign to get rid of abandoned garbage in the political capital. Lekiate Gertrude Songazi of CRTV Center trailed the governor and now reports.
The inspection visit to Yaoundé 4 subdivision kicked off at the Madison neighborhood, where the stakeholders charged with waste disposal told Governor Nasseri Paul Biya that thanks to the equipment provided by the Ministry for Urban Development, they have been able to recruit youth who collect garbage in neighborhoods and dispose in identified trash cans. The mayor and other traditional rulers pleaded on those charged with waste collection to hand down the calendar of garbage collection as well. For his part, Governor Nasseri Paul Biya told the population the need to ensure cleanliness within their respective communities.
I was overwhelmed when I saw a young man carrying dirt which he had collected from the drain and was going to put them in the garbage of his account. This is an example to be followed. We are calling the population of Yaoundé, and all of Yaoundé to follow the example to keep clean and to be sure we are going to continue the campaign. It's not a slogan.
The inspection visit to get rid of garbage in Yaoundé 4 subdivision drained in the senator, local population, traditional rulers, and administrative authorities coordinated by Evis Akondi. The next stop of Governor Nasseri Paul Biya's cleanup campaign caravan will be in the Yaoundé 3 subdivision this Thursday. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, CRTV News, Center.
Meanwhile, members of the committee to select the 2025 Women's Day fabric design for Cameroon have been urged to look out for creativity, choice of color, and messages that valorize women in shortlisting entries. The call was made by the vice president of the committee, Martin Ongola, while presiding over their first session, where 10 designs are expected to be shortlisted for a final choice out of a total of 268 entries. A member of the committee, Roland Panje, says it is important to present to the general public the transparent process of choosing Women's Day celebration designs as a means to encourage local talents. Take a listen.
The transparency per se is guided by the message, the color, the images, and above all, what has the woman done and is doing and had done to promote the rights of women and their promotion. Over 260 designs that we will need to shortlist the best that will hand over to the company that makes fabrics to produce a piece of cloth that will reflect the status of the Cameroonian woman, as well as the reflections of the United Nations, the vision of the President of the Republic, and the directives of the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family.
That was Mr. Roland Panje, a member of the committee to select the 2025 Women's Day fabric design for Cameroon. On to sports, the two teams to clash in the final of the Football Cup of Cameroon, Colombe Sportive of the Jan Lobo and Aigle Royal of the Minoir, have continued to train ahead of the event next Sunday at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. It will be Aigle Royal's third attempt at the final to lift the trophy, while Colombe Sportive has gotten to this stage of the competition for the first time in history. Ben Collins, Nueberiwo, presents the two finalists of the Cup of Cameroon.
Aigle Royal of the Minoir and Colombe Sportive of the Jar and Lobo, seeking their first trophy of the Cup of Cameroon, returned to the pitch after more than 3 months following the semifinals. After 92 years, Aigle reached their third Cup of Cameroon final by defeating regional side Mintak Football Club from the Upper Sanaga in the Central Region at the semifinals. Aigle Royal, founded in 1932, seeks redemption in the third Cup of Cameroon final after losing to Tonne Kalara Club of Yaoundé in 1958 and Coton Sport of Garoua in 2008. El Pacha has another chance to end their 92-year wait for the title, easing frustration of loyal fans. For their opponents, Colombe Sportive of the Jar and Lobo, this marks a historic milestone, their first ever Cup of Cameroon final appearance. Founded in 1953, Colombe Sportive made its Elite One debut in 1961 and later experienced a decline. After a 23-year absence, the team returned to top-flight football in 2017. The highest achievement to date is a fourth place finished in the playoffs of the last First Division Championship in Cameroon. This Sunday, both sides face off in a battle for supremacy. The march and the closing ceremony to end the sports season promise to be a celebration of national unity and an opportunity for fans all around the country, especially from the South and West regions, to show their pride and support for their local heroes.
And that was today's 10 p.m. news package presented by Vanessa Wunang Sinamung. Thank you for listening. Do stay tuned to other programs on CRTV's national station.